City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 11. Andrew Cohen, Democratic, Working Families. John H. Reynolds, Green Party. Cheryl Keeling, School Choice. The following City Council District 11 candidates did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Patricia Brink, Republican. William Kalajian, Conservative.
Andrew Cohen, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Attorney in my own practice and an adjunct assistant professor at CUNY John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Previous occupations.
Principal Law Secretary, NYS Supreme Court. Court Attorney, NYC Civil Court. Legislative Council, NYC Council and NYS Assembly.
Education.
Attended NYC Public Schools, SUNY New Paltz and Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University.
Organizational affiliations.
Board member, Friends of Van Cortlandt Park. Coach, Thurgood Marshall Mock Trial Association. Member, Bronx County Bar Association. Member, Benjamin Franklin Reform Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Bronx Community Board 8 Aging Chair and former Youth Committee Chair. Small Claims Court Arbitrator.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 11 you would address if elected?
The most important issue is reforming government to be more responsive to the needs of my district in the city. Specifically, giving parents a greater voice in education, expanding the universal pre-K program, improving accountability in the city council through the elimination of Lulus, providing equitable distribution of member item money and common sense procedures to get legislation to the floor, and fostering sensible economic development.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I would work to maintain and enhance quality of life in the district through the effective provision of essential government services. For example, we need to adequately staff our police precincts, keep our firehouses open, maintain funding for our libraries, improve our parks, expand services for seniors, and expand select bus service.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I am the best candidate because in addition to my experience and record of service, I have the ability to bring people together as evidenced by the broad coalition of elected officials, labor organizations, and community leaders that are supporting my candidacy.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
John H. Reynolds.
Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
Management consultant.
Previous occupations.
Software and Systems Design and Development, Finance.
Education.
CCNY.
Organizational Affiliations.
SDIPN.
Prior Public Experiences.
Peace and Justice Activist, Organizer, Issues Advocate.
What is the most important issue in Council District 11 you would address if elected?
Serve the people. Basic reform of dysfunctional council and city government.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Genuine campaign finance reform, fiscal equity, human rights.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
We have a municipal government that is worthy of Wall Street, not of a free and democratic people. It is a government which serves the interest of big real estate, not of us ordinary working folks. Elections are no substitute for local grassroots organizing or mass social movements. But as a longtime green and socialist activist, I know that we ordinary working people cannot cede any arena, including elections to the plutocrats and malefactors of great wealth. I stand for revolutionary reform of city government and for revolt in the city council against the dictatorial powers of the speaker, and to lift up and move forward an agenda of workers, civil, women's and immigrant rights, and human rights, and an agenda of environmental, social, and economic justice. Where initiatives exist in the Council on Human Rights issues, I will sponsor them, and move to break the logjam imposed by the Speaker on voting these bills out of committee. Where such initiatives need to be codified in a council bill/resolution, I will introduce it. Since I run in the traditions of Jean Debs, elected to Indiana Senate 8th District, and of Vito Marcantonio, elected to Congress 7 times, ran for mayor in 1949 on ALP line, I am running to win. But I also run to lift up social, economic, and environmental justice for the Northwest Bronx and all the Bronx, to reignite a socialist vision, build an eco-socialist movement, and to these ends, defend the green ballot line.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Cheryl Keeling. Party enrolled in. Democratic. Current occupation. Businesswoman, 34 years, real estate investments. Fieldston School varsity track and JV tennis coach. Strength trainer for high performance tennis players. NYC certified PS teacher. Previous occupations. Law clerk to Justice, New York State Supreme Court, Manhattan. Motown Records, writer coordinator, publishing department. Education. NYC Public Schools. Charles Evans Hughes High School. Ithaca College and London University, BA Political Science. Valley University School of Law, Doctor of Jurisprudence. Organizational affiliations. USATF, USA Track and Field Association. USTA, US Tennis Association. USPLA, US Powerlifting Association. CB8 Parks and Recreation. Prior public experience. Not as an elected official, as a volunteer or paid personnel in New York, Iowa, and California, I have been involved in mentoring, drug intervention, legal and entrepreneurship programs, and dance performance companies. What is the most important issue in Council District 11 you would address if elected? Quality of education and quality of life issues. Education. Return art, music, dance, and competitive physical education to the schools as after-school programs. Quality of life. Protect seniors from the loss of their homes with a must-renew clause in the lease and a ceiling on the fees imposed by co-ops that are burdensome to a vulnerable population. Sizable but sensible deregulation for small business owners. Affordable housing and a higher minimum wage. This will help recreate a middle class and build more viable communities. What other important issues would you address if elected? Protection of human infrastructure, quality of air, locally grown foods, bike lanes, conversion of waste to clean energy, safe streets and neighborhoods, creation of jobs and housing by renovating the city's many vacant units and selling them as affordable housing with low-interest loans. New York City jobs for New York residents. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I have lived everything about which I speak. Businesswoman, educator, resident, parent, senior, and one who understands we have a duty to take care of the planet. Not participating in the campaign finance program.